Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Now my son's got a Tinder account.
How's he doing?
Well, my wife was sitting there with us, too, so I didn't get a chance to bend his ear too much about it because I would say inappropriate stuff. He's 18 now, and he's pretty much single.
Pretty much single. Well, following in dad's footsteps, huh?
No, he's not seeing anybody now. But
do you have to be 18?
That's what I asked. I said, how'd you get on Tinder? Well, he is 18, but he's, I don't know if you, you do. You're going to be 18. Because
lie about it.
Well, you're right. You're right. Yeah. I'll tell you what. Because he listed himself at, it says on there he's 19. So we go, why does it say 19? He goes, well, when I was 17, I lied. And so they made myself 18. So now I turn, Tinder thinks he's 19.
And you can't change your birthday to on there.
No, they keep track of that stuff.
Yeah.
They'll flag you.
I don't know. He told me there's one picture of him and our dog. He's got the girls love this one. I said, yeah.
Well, how did he get pictures? Because he doesn't fish.
No, he doesn't. No. I don't know. But there are girls his age on Tinder, I guess. 18, 19.
I'm sure.
I should go for it.
He could find some of my fish and Photoshop them in.
Yeah, he might want some action. There's two. You might want actually a date. Yeah, a date. Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what he's looking for.
I don't know what these kids do. What these crazy kids do.
That would be nice to know. Because I remember in high school, they're finding out later. It's like some girl's like, I had a crush on you two years ago or whatever. And you could have just swiped at the same time and been like,
you're right. You had no idea. It's better now. There's a lot of negatives to the new technology with the dating. But there's also a lot of positives, especially at that age, 18, 20. You don't know who liked you. And if nobody ever told you.
Dudes are oblivious. Yeah.
Or also, you like somebody else. Why didn't you tell me you liked me? You know?
The last thing I was assuming was that a girl was into me.
Yeah. Do you think these
dating
apps prep people for a little more rejection? It's not as traumatic if someone rejects you.
Great question.
Because it happens all the time.
But I think eventually you get worn down. But that's probably not a good thing, is it?
Yeah.
Doesn't it just become jaded and cold?
If nobody's swiping your way and like nobody's digging you know?
Yeah, I suppose.
Because you still...
Yeah. Double-edged sword.
Once again, I think that meeting somebody and talking to them is a big difference than just a photo. We've all noticed. You all see that. You know?
Yeah. Well, yeah, and I think there could be the tendency to believe that if nobody's swiping you, nobody likes you.
Right.
But meeting Not somebody true. In person, you could charm somebody.
Totally.
You never know what will charm
Check
somebody.
Check out my feet, man. You know?
Right. Yeah.
Sexy stuff. You're right. You don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. But once again, I think there's negatives and positives. I think the negative that we didn't have is what you just said, Nick. You didn't know if anybody liked you. And now you would know.
No idea.
Yeah. And by the way, at least when I was in school.
We just assumed no one did.
We didn't know.
Right.
I didn't know anybody at the high schools. They were rivals. We didn't even go anywhere near their territory.
Yeah, I think there's a lot more of that now.
Now they all know each other. All these kids, and I know there's more high schools in this. But in my area where I grew up, there's a bunch of high schools. So it just wasn't all one big city. But this city's got a ton of high schools here, but they all know each other. They know different kids from different schools. It's because of social media.
Yeah.
We didn't know anybody. Even our main rival high school, I didn't know anybody from that school personally. We didn't hang with them.
So two high schools in the same town?
What?
That's a thing?
Yeah. Apparently.
In my area,
two
we
high
a bunch.
Schools?
There's a bunch in this city.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't. Really, I wasn't really interested in what was going on at my school, let alone the other schools. I'm like, who cares?
I know, but if you could have found out if somebody liked you from another school.
Yeah.
I mean, when you were in school, there's two other schools. You went to high school. Six other high schools are right near your high school
It would have helped to have more options.
More options.
I wouldn't have been setting any parameters on anything. And it's like, take anybody.
Yeah.
I'll take the band suit off. I don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he showed me a few pictures on there. They're good looking girls, you know. But, you know, I don't want to creep out too much because I'm the dad. But, you know. But they're 18. Or lying about their age.
How do you think how would you have reacted if he had an OnlyFans where he was selling pictures of his feet?
Yeah, that'd be weird, man. Push your dad or mom know you're selling feet pictures? You know, I told your mom. She was pretty embarrassed by it.
They're very proud.
Jeremy?
Yes, I did.
Did your dad or mom know you have the feet OnlyFans page yet?
I think it has come up, yes.
Well, we've talked on the radio about it, yeah, so they hear the show. They say, are you making any money? Or they say, is that weird or what?
I think both.
Okay. Where are you at right now, by the way?
I think like 12.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. At Feet of Puss, OnlyFans, $4.99. I got to do that today.
Sure.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. We got a call here that's backing up Nick.
What?
Dudes right. Just don't know.
Tony.
Okay. Hey, Tony, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Hi. There was an opportunity that was completely missed by me. It was in high school, you know, it was a girl that I thought was way out of my league.
Right.
And, you know, I was really good friends with her and everything, but I didn't think that she felt that way towards me because, you know, I'm 15, 16, and she's so much better looking than me.
Apparently no confidence doesn't help either, but go ahead.
Right, yeah, I knew I had no competition there. Okay. So I was like, okay, there's no chance. And I ran into her a couple of years after we graduated high school. It was after I was in the Navy.
Okay.
And we went out and had some IHOP at like 11 o'clock at night.
Okay.
And then we went out to a bar and we could have hooked up, but I didn't because out of respect for us both, you know, probably not the best time to hook up.
Okay.
But I was like, you had a thing for me? That was what was going through my head is you wanted, hang out with me.
Why didn't you hook up? You said you're at IHOP?
Yeah. Do you still lack confidence? Yeah.
Full of pancakes or what? why
are you both S-faced? Just got the short stack?
Yeah. No, we had the full breakfast. You know, we got bacon with it and everything.
Okay. Oh, so you're splurging.
But then you went to the bar after IHOP, which is a different. Okay, so did you somewhere in the future ever hook up?
No, we didn't.
That moment had passed. That moment had passed, but you found out she liked you in high school. You should have known then, right? I get it.
Well, actually, she told me in the IHOP that she was willing to, I'm not sure if I could say, perform fellatio.
Well, you just said it.
Sorry.
Right there in the IHOP?
Sorry.
On a sausage or you?
I think that would have been checked, please.
On me.
Right there in the IHOP.
On me.
Oh man, you passed a bunch of stuff up, man. All right.
Well,
how long ago was this, man?
Oh, this was, 7 years ago.
Where's she at now? Do you know?
I haven't reached out to her. Not long after this, I met my now wife.
Okay.
So
she'll love this phone call.
That gets in the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Out of respect for your wife, you probably should go hunt this chick out and have IHOP again.
No.
Thanks for the story, but that makes sense, though. Like you said, you didn't think she wanted you in high school, and she kind of did. Now you're bummed out about it. I got it. All right, man. Thanks, brother.
Yeah.
See you, man.
Thank you.
Boy, why didn't he take care of that then? She's not only should go to IHOP with him, she said she would just go,
bah. Right. She's like, you know what I would do? And he's like, man, these pancakes are really something, huh?
Yeah. I mean, if they're vocalizing it.
Right. She said it out loud.
What the hell?
Yes.
I don't know if I can say this. Can I say it?
Well, that's what happened.
The way
to me
you said it.
That's what happened to me in high school. This girl, she'd been like, we were like seniors. She's like, oh, I had a crush on you. We were freshmen. And I was like, well, what happened?
Yeah.
I'm the same guy.
Yeah.
Like, you're not interested now? In high school at the time, like finding this out still in high school.
Okay, so you're like a senior, and I had a crush you in ninth grade. Well, this was 3 years ago.
What changed? I don't have braces now. Like,
I'm better looking now.
Right.
What'd she say?
I was just like, huh, well, that's surprising. Yeah, and it's like, yeah, weird. That's it.
Yeah, that feeling passed.
Right.
Yeah, that passed. Yeah.
Maybe I'm not into it now. I think
maybe she thought you were attainable.
Yeah. Well, I guess I came more of like a skeezy stoner as time went on, too. I probably wasn't the same person, really. But
you've been wearing the same Cottonmouth King shirt for 3 weeks.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. You want to drive around in my Thunderbird and listen to Limp Bizkit?
Yeah. Well, you were the sweet kid in junior high. She liked you, the ninth grade kid. The skeezy stoner by about now?
You missed out on the fame train that you got going on now.
I'm still waiting for that message. I really had a crush on you in high school, and you just never acted on it.
Yeah. Never had that one.
I haven't gotten that call.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
One of my best friends, this happened about 10 years ago, but he, when you're a sophomore in high school, seniors are unattainable. You just look at those girls, and when you're a sophomore, and they walk down the hallway, and you go, oh, my God. Especially like the senior cheerleaders, and you're just a sophomore. So there was a girl in our – we were all sophomores, and there was two or three girls that were seniors that you wouldn't even actually say hi to, at least when I was in school, because it was just beyond. They were like beyond. They were older women and just gorgeous. Well, flash forward years later, one of those girls was working at a bartender in our town. This is about 10 years ago. And I'd seen her around when I was back once in a while. And she let herself not – she didn't look like she was – she still was cute.
You look older too.
Right. She was – she was cute but a little older. And he started hanging out with her. And all of us were like, we're bowing down, like, but we're also bowing down to the 17-year-old us.
Yeah.
Not, well.
Geez. Yeah, the present older. Day.
You're, right, you're giving him props for hooking up with the girl from high school.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. Nah. And he did. They hooked up for a while, and then he just kind of dumped her. I said, that was crazy. Well, you wouldn't have thought about that, but that's how much different it is from high school to when you get to be, 30, 40, 50, whatever,
I saw that.
We were all like,
that
proud,
feeling
like,
still lingered, though. You're like, her?
I know. Everybody just all got home. We said, you hear that? Holy crap. Holy crap. I think we called her by her last, whatever name we called her.
Women
then.
Women didn't date younger men.
Not at all.
High school.
No way. Not when we were in school, at least. No.
Mike writes, just talking about huge raccoons at Crested Hill, saw a huge raccoon and tried to straddle it so it would not wouldn't hit it.
So straddling the raccoon last night, okay.
And it was so big it bent my radiator and pushed it into my fan. My car was in the shop for a week waiting for parts to fix it. I was driving an 09 Charger. I still drive it.
I would think a car is trying to straddle a I mean, you have to have a high truck to clear a raccoon.
You don't have much clearance there.
No, not at all.
I still drive it recently. Hit two more raccoons in 2 weeks. Hit them with the wheels and still did damage, but able to drive it.
Is he driving through a raccoon zoo to kill them or what?
I've been told
that
raccoons went extinct, I would still hit them.
Another guy's got a deer story.
Oh, yeah.
Too. This is a good one.
Good morning, Hate America Network. Yeah. A couple of weeks ago, I was on my way back to work. Around 5 in the morning, rolling about 55 miles an hour down the road, a deer decided that was its day to die. So I hit it. I call my wife. She picks me up. We go home, and we get busy. Because, nothing makes you more horny than hitting a deer.
He blamed it on adrenaline, but it sounds creepy to me.
The adrenaline was pumping for the situation.
Tell me how you killed that deer. Yes.
And a few hours later, we decide to go out to the car and get some stuff out of it.
A few hours later.
Found out the deer was still alive. I didn't feel like going home to grab a gun. For some reason, there was a pickaxe in the back of my car.
Jesus.
Well, one swing ended it pretty fast.
Oh.
Not many people can say they've killed a deer with a pickaxe.
Not many want to.
Todd did it with a stump. He's a real man. A pickaxe would take one shot.
Good.
Stump took three or four hits, man.
No, I don't want to ask why he had a pickaxe in the truck.
Yeah, for some reason.
I don't want to ask why he got horny after killing a deer either, man.
Yeah, you know? And then it was really under false circumstances.
Right.
Because he didn't kill a deer.
Right. I almost killed this deer, and I'm chubbing.
It was laying there suffering while you were home getting it on.
Well, she was kind of into it, too, apparently. Oh, tell me how you killed that deer. Yeah. Tell me how you killed that deer.
Wonder what happened after she knew he killed it with a pickaxe. Oh.
They made out right
all
there.
Right. I can't You'd think of the to. Movie, and I don't even know
That's
the actors
share
in it.
With us.
So help me out with this one. They're living. It's a family living off the grid.
It's Viggo Mortensen, right?
Captain something.
Yeah, Viggo Mortensen.
Yeah,
he's in that. I heard it's a good movie. You told me you saw it.
It really
right?
is.
Yeah.
But in the opening scene, you know, they're all fending for themselves,
right.
And they don't have, you know, guns or anything.
Yeah.
So. They're all, like, caked in mud,
mm-hmm.
and one kid is hiding behind a bush and jumps a deer and slits its throat.
Whoa.
Man. Takes care Old of it fashion, that way.
Yeah.
Captain Fantastic.
Captain Fantastic, yeah. That's what it
2016,
was.
2016, Viggo Mortensen.
Interesting. Worth a look.
Don't they have to go into the town, and the kids never were ever in town, something
right.
like that, yeah.
So, you know, it's people who live off the grid, right. acclimating to real society.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's an interesting story.
Slits its throat by just jumping on top of it?
It kind of, you know, sneaks up from behind.
Wow.
Because the deer is standing right by the bush, and it surprises you as the viewer, because he just jumps out and...
Yikes.
So I killed this deer, and then Grandpa bought me a hooker because I was so chubby because of it. We'll take all those stories together.
Right.
Once again, you can still share with us. We don't say your names. We will make fun of some of the answers we get.
Yeah.
Because the Grandpa hooker thing is crazy, and then, of course... just beating a deer. The deer stuff actually sounds kind of normal, but also kind of, I'm not sure how excited you are after doing that.
The pickaxe seems especially brutal, because if you're beating a deer with a tree stump, that like bounces off.
Yeah.
The pickaxe
goes in.
Then you have to pull it out.
And after he had sex already, right. he had to stick it in and pull it out there too, by the way.
Yeah. I imagine they had to go another round. After he killed it.
You'd have to. Yeah.
That would
do. She's horny.
I would
too.
Think that would induce some adrenaline too. You're taking a deer out with a pickaxe.
Put the pickaxe back in.
Guess what I just did?
Pull it out slowly. Reach under the hood of that deer. Yeah, there's a whole other thing going on there.
I don't know if that's more troubling or the three generations of dudes. With the same
nobody's getting
hooker.
Beaten in the head in that one, at least. You
no,
know?
But is that something like, both unsettling.
Yeah, they
but
are
the
unsettling.
Three guys, though, do you think that's something they discuss, or is that just like, let's never speak of this again?
I don't know. I assume they were all drinking.
You would hope so.
Even the younger one, the grandson, was probably a little buzzed, too. I don't care, but I don't see that happening with. That wouldn't have happened with me, my dad, and my son, you know. I mean, I would have said no. I said, I'll take care of it. Ryder's too young. I would have done that. I would have probably, I got standards here.
You would have popped for three.
There was a line in the sand. Yeah, dad would. I would have had to pop for it anyway.
Yeah.
I'd have paid, so I'd have went first.
You know. My dad and I would need different. Hookers.
Two different hookers, right. But then that's okay then. You'd be in different rooms anyway.
Yeah.
You don't want to see your dad getting boned in the bed right next to you, do you?
No.
Or boning somebody if that happens.
Yeah. Hey. Right.
No.
That's a pretty easy answer.
Yeah, I guess it is. You'd think so. We get all these kind of calls are crazy, man.
Just the level of matter of factness there.
No. Thought about it once or twice, but no.
Don't want to see that.
No.
Our buddy Richard hit a pheasant.
Oh, here's a would you rather for Nick.
Took it home for dinner.
Sorry, Nick.
There wasn't any
I'll let me read this
adrenaline or sex involved.
He ate
apparently.
It? Yeah. Hit the bird and then ate it?
Have you ever eaten pheasant?
Years ago. I had a guy.
Is it good?
It tastes like
dark
a bird,
meat.
You know.
Oh, it is dark meat.
Yeah.
I thought it was.
I had some neighbors when I was a kid. They used to hunt. And they cleaned pheasants. We ate them. Yeah.
Oh, I thought it
spit
was
spit out the
like
shotgun pellets when you get to them.
That was it. I had to spit out shotgun pellets.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I just eat chicken.
Yeah. Yep. Would you rather see your mom being boned or your dad being boned?
Oh.
Because obviously, let's say both of them are bottoms. Obviously, in this situation, you know.
They're both catching.
It's tough. Would you rather? But I owe you for the big head singing Christmas Carol.
which
I love.
Singing about figgy pudding at the back and
my big head bouncing around. I love that. Yeah.
Look at the melon on that kid.
And no seatbelt either, by the way, for that.
None.
Not back then. No. Hell no. I was bouncing around.
Bounce up.
Yeah. you can answer that question, could you? I don't think you have to. You could pick one of those two.
I would have to go dad.
Yeah,
because
it's your mom.
Well, right. And we've had more discussions along those lines, and that would be more a thing like, well, that was weird, huh?
Well, your mom is a whole different.
Yeah,
thing.
Yeah, it's
that's
a
right.
whole
yeah.
well, different
and,
realm.
And your dad would be doing something that you would never, a situation you would never find yourself in again.
Yeah.
You know, sex with a man and a woman is something hopefully that you'll encounter again.
Well, it's
you don't want that vision in your brain.
I know what you mean. You can laugh it off with your dad, but your mom would be like weird.
Have discussed it enough where you already have an idea what's going to happen.
Well, yeah, and I guess from what we learned recently, we just have to make sure the dude was old enough.
He's old enough.
The kid was a college
kid.
He's in
college. Yeah, college
kid. He was 21.
Right. Yeah.
And he said it was kind of, so I'm thinking it was probably some sort of oral situation. That make it better for you, Nick?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you.
More details always makes it better.
I'm pretty sure like the age of consent in Louisiana is 16. It's usually 16 to 18.
Todd just read it off the top
all
of his head.
All across the country now.
He didn't look that up, people.
No, I read the Reddit a lot.
Yeah. Or you used to be on the Age of Consent website all the time back in the day, too.
Oh, yeah, because it varied wildly.
Yeah, it did.
And now I think it's 16 to 18 in most of the 50 states.
That's good to know.
I don't think there's any exception.
If there's any variation, it would be in the South, though.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And what I saw was 16, 17, 18.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm surprised that's not a federal thing.
Should be, but somebody'd vote against it, you know?
Well, what about freedom?
I got a cousin that's, you know...
Oh, yeah.
About to get married. She's 12, and she's in love, though.
Utah, they like to start breeding them about 14.
They do.
But they have hacky sacks on their registry?
Yep.
At least down on the compound.
In 93, they would have.
She wants a party. Yeah.
Frisbees or something.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.